Hello, welcome to Infinite Prattle. Today's coming from the location in a hotel room. Not done this in a while. Probably like over a year ago since I did this. Well, close to the start of the Steven Speak era. So yeah, welcome to Infinite Prattle. And today's episode is going to be about childhood playground games, basically. Yeah. Let's talk about that.
You're listening to Infinite Prattle with your host, Stephen. Thanks for joining me for unscripted, unedited everything.
Okay, thank you very much for joining me. I'm sorry about the audio on this one, because I'm in a hotel room, and I'm using some portable equipment, so hope it's okay for you. Before we get into, like, playground games, just want to say thank you very much for the reaction to the video podcast last week with Dex. Really good. I'm not breaking any records on YouTube, but it's the highest downloads that I've had on a YouTube video, so I'm really pleased that, you know, people swapped over and went and looked at that. And let me know if you want to see more videos. There's another episode of Dex coming out, and I plan to record a couple more guest episodes as videos. And I'm just intrigued to see whether you guys would want to see my mug on a solo. So, like, this one could have been a video. Would you like that? I'd love the feedback. I realised the other day that I like interaction when I talk, so it's probably the worst media for me to use. So I think recording a video might give me something to interact with. I've said this before, haven't I? So yeah, just let me know. I had a couple of comments. Well, I had a comment on Instagram and I had a comment on YouTube. So it's just nice to have someone that listens to the show give some feedback. So thank you very much, Mike, on YouTube for giving that feedback. I really appreciate it. And I hope you enjoy the audio ones as much as the video one. Anyway, thank you for that. Oh, don't forget to subscribe and like and comment and share, and please share, because that's how I'm going to get more listeners. And I always say I don't do it for the listeners, but it's nice to, you know, it'd be nice if them listens went up at the same time, you know. Anyway, yeah, childhood games. I was watching something the other week, and it had like kids playing like old school games. I can't even what it was now. They were like playing tag and stuff like that, and it just got me thinking, like, you know, the games. I mean, I'm 40 this year. I was 40, well, 40 last year. I'm 41 this year. Christ. And it just got me thinking about the games that, like, you know, that I used to play when I was at school, and the things that the kids still play them. It kind of got me thinking that, really. But I was just thinking about, yeah, just the ones that I used to play and the games that I really, really enjoyed as a kid. So I'm going to just chat about that, basically. So yeah, I got a list up. I've googled a bit. I've actually done some sort of research on this. So I did a little bit of research, and I have discovered, well, I say discovered. I looked at. Is this still recording? Oh, I think it is. I thought it had gone off for a second there. And I discovered like a list of things on I think it's picking up my phone. I've got my phone next to me to look at the internet, and I think it's picking my phone up. Anyway, I'll carry on. Stupid phone signal. A list of basically childhood games that you can play. And I just thought, well, let's chat through the ones that I used to play. I don't even recognise some of them. So the list is on heart.co.uk, which is a British radio station website. So some of them are quite basic, really. But some of them I used to play and remember. And I don't know whether I was playing them correctly, to be honest. Especially one of them. I don't think I knew the rules too. And I've read the rules. And yeah, I probably wasn't playing it correctly. So we've got, number one is skipping, which, when I'm thinking about, like, kids' games that you play in a, you know, play in a playground, yes, yeah, skipping was one of them. And I don't know whether this was in all schools, but when I was at primary school, which is, like, it's, like, the age up to 10 or 11, isn't it? and younger, when I was in like in, you know, infant school and reception and all that, like they used to bring like a box of toys out. I don't know if that's a thing that exists in other countries, maybe, but they used to bring like a box with, you know, skipping ropes and balls and you know different types of balls as well, so ones you can play catch with. And I think these ones are I think this list is a big range from like young to a bit older. Now, the first one's skipping, which, yeah, boring but valid. Now the second one is hide and seek. Now, for me, I didn't really play hide and seek at school per se. I think that was more of a like maybe around the house or in a garden or out and about kind of situation. I remember playing hide and seek in my mate's garden and in my garden because we used to have, I was really lucky, we used to have quite a big garden. So there was quite a few places to hide. Mum and dad didn't really like us playing hide and seek in the house though. I don't know why. Maybe they were afraid we were going to find toys or something near Christmas. But the big one, which you'll see kids playing now, I'm sure, is tag slash it. I don't like calling it. We used to call it tag at school, which is basically when you nominate someone to be on, or the person that's got to tag people, and they just have to run around and tag. And once they've caught everyone, someone else gets nominated. Normally, I think the first person that was tagged gets, you know, you're the first person to get tagged, you're the one that's going to tag next. But we used to play this in two different ways. There was one way that we used to play where the first person, you know, the person just had to tag everyone. And when you got tagged, you were out and you had to go and sit down. And then the second one was when you got tagged, you became on as well. You became it as well. So there was more and more people chasing people. I don't know if I have a preference to either of them, actually, because I never liked getting caught. And I was never that fast at running persistently. I always say to people, I'm good over short distances. Don't make me run persistently. Hopscotch is... excuse me. Now I'm doing a big deal. I've had a long week. It's a Friday evening. Yeah, actually, this is what I was going to do, actually, in my new episodes. I was going to actually tell people what date it was. So, yeah, it's the 1st of March today. I'm recording this for the 3rd of March episode. And yeah, I'm just had a shattering week. Very, very busy at work at the moment. And I had to travel on a train and everything. Anyway, I digress. Excuse me yawning. I feel now I've done one. I can't think, stop thinking about it. I was going to say another one's going to come, but there was another one. Oh my God. Anyway, half the episode is going to be me yawning. Yeah, so hopscotch is another one. I never really understood hopscotch. I remember playing it when I was a kid, and then one of my friends, who was a girl, showed me how to play it properly, where you throw a stone onto one of the squares, and you have to miss that going, and then pick the stone up coming back. And I never knew that. I used to just hopscotch, you know, just one leg, two leg, and just try and keep within the lines. And it wasn't until she showed me, and I'm presuming that's the way you play it. Well, let me know if it's not. I that's how I know to play it anyway. Marbles. Never really played marbles properly. Yeah. No. The next one, though, I absolutely loved. And I think this is when... this was probably the precursor to my love of American football, years and years later. So, I've never heard it called Red Rover, but I used to call it British Bulldog. Now, the idea of this was, you'd nominate one or two people to be the bulldog, and then there'd be everyone. It works better with larger groups of people, and then everyone would be stood on either one side or both sides of you. And basically, the idea was they had to keep getting across past you. So it worked well in a small playground where there was a safe zone on each side, and you just basically had to avoid getting tagged when you ran across. Yeah, really, really good game. I was never that good at it, because it's basically like the bleep test constantly, because you just constantly have to run back and forth. So I was always caught pretty quickly. I remember one distinct time where I was quite successful and lasted quite a long time, and I was so proud of myself, so proud of myself. Then I got down to like the second to last person, which never happened. I was quite chubby in school. I was like really skinny when I was a kid, and then I got chubby. And then when I left school, I got thin. So pretty much from like primary school to leaving school, I was like chunkathon. Why that made me laugh so much. Cat's Cradle, never really played that. That was the thing, the wool or the string around your fingers and you had to pass it between each other's, wasn't it? I don't know. That was a girl game for me. Rounders. Used to play Rounders. A bit like baseball, isn't it, Rounders? Less rules and lasts about 5 minutes. At what time is it, Mr. Wolf? Now, I don't know if this is something that my international listeners have ever played. So basically, one person gets nominated as the Wolf, normally facing a wall, and there's a group of people behind, and they have to keep in line. They start on a line, say, like, I don't know, like 10 meters behind you, and the Wolf has to face the wall, closing their eyes, and everyone says, "What time is it, Mr. Wolf?" And the Wolf will say, "It's 3 o'clock," and everyone's allowed to walk a little bit, but then the Wolf will turn around, and if you're spotted, you're out. And the idea is you've got to get as close to the Wolf as possible, but at some point, he could yell dinner time. So you always got the kid that used to yell dinner time straight away, which is well known, but when they said dinner time, they had to run at you, and then if they grabbed you, you became the Wolf. Again, that's how I played it. There's probably loads of people listening to this saying, "Stevie played all these childhood games completely wrong." But I enjoyed them. I enjoyed them. So, number 12 is the one that I think I did get wrong. So I'll come back to that. Piggy in the Middle. Used to hate that. My dad and my brother and me used to play that. And I was always Piggy in the Middle. And I was short. And I stayed in the middle for a long, long time. So I never really played that at school. Stuck in the Mud. God, there's a blast from the past. Now, Stuck in the Mud is literally the same as Tag. Apart from, you can reactivate the player. So, the way we used to play at school, we used to play tag, where you had to go and sit out. A bit like British Bulldog, when you were tagged, you got to sit out. There was another form of British Bulldog, though, where you became a bulldog as well, which made it really a complete free-for-all, and normally ended up in a fight. But tag, Stuck in the Mud is basically like an advanced version of tag, so if you got tagged, you had to freeze. And there was two ways we used to play. Either put your arms out or you'd put your legs out. Now, the teachers preferred you to put your arms out. Because especially kids don't care, really. So the way you're meant to play is you're meant to open your legs when you get tagged. And anyone that hasn't already been tagged, if they crawl through your legs, it reactivates that player. Which is ace, because it makes the game last longer. So, but the teachers always wanted to play safe. They don't want you crawling around on your hands and knees, ripping your trousers, you know, ripping your tights, you know, blah, blah, blah. So they usually put your arms out like a scarecrow, and they had to duck under both their arms. So you'd have to, like, go front ways and back ways. You had to pass under their arms twice, basically, to reactivate them. But it was a cracking game, that was. I used to love that. And I think because I liked tag, it was a better version because you... And I think, well, probably for me was, because I used to get tagged quite quickly, because I was an easy target, so it meant that I could get reactivated, so have a bit longer in the game. Are you feeling sorry for me yet? I was an intellectual, not an athlete. That's what I'm going to say. An intellectual, not an athlete. Yes. Yeah. I'm in a silly mood today. Jax. I've never really played. My mum tried to teach me how to play Jax. It's not really something I did at school. That's like with the marble and the little weird X crossed like metal spikes, which are the Jax. Yeah, I never really. It's like you have a ball. No, it's not a marble. It's a ball, isn't it? You have to bounce the ball and grab as many Jax as you can off the ground. Don't really know. Didn't really get it. Mum tried to show me. I don't think to this day I really understood what she was trying to tell me. Double Dutch, never done that. I don't even know what Double Dutch is. And I can't Google it because the noise is coming through this microphone, something terrible from my phone, so. Leapfrog, did that. Never really liked it. basically any physical activity. Cops and Robbers. Is that just Cops and Robbers? Where you have to chase the robbers? Using your imagination? I don't know. 40-40 in. Have no idea. No idea what that is whatsoever. 40-40 in? God knows. I have no idea what that is. Ring a Ring of Roses. Hated that. Hate the song. Move on. Terrible. For anyone American, I presume American people know this. I don't know. Ring a Ring of Roses. I believe this was a rhyme that came from, was it the Black Death? I may have made that up. I don't think I have, though. It came from some sort of disease back in the day, like hundreds of years ago, and this ring of, it's basically a morbid tale of, was it tuberculosis? I can't remember. I can't quite remember, but it's basically, it says, ring a ring of roses, a pocket full of poses, a tissue, we all fall down. Something like that. Terrible. Terrible. A duck, duck, goose. Duck, duck, goose, I was not bad at as a kid because it involved quick reflexes and sprinting. And both of them I was pretty good at as a child. So duck, duck, goose, I believe, was the thing where you all sat round in a circle. And one person was nominated and they just went duck, duck. They had to tap you on the head as they walked past you. I think everyone had to close their eyes, apart from the person doing the tapping. So they'd go duck, 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 duck. And as soon as they said goose, they started running and you had to jump up and run after them. And if you could tag them before they got back to your space, they remained as the person going around the outside. I don't know. And you basically were victorious. Again, that's how we used to play it. But I was not too bad at that because I was pretty good at reflexes and I was actually good at catching the person as well. So, yes. The floor is lava. I used to play it in my living room with my brother. We used to pretend the floor was lava and put pillows on the floor and like make stepping stones and such things. Pogs. Pogs were massive when I was a kid. Like, I went to high school, so like a school that you go to from like 12 to like 16, like college age. I think it's called high school in America, isn't it? And pogs were them little cardboard circles. And you had like the little smashy one, like the thicker plastic ones, and you had to smash them, and whatever flipped over, you got to keep. And it was basically gambling for kids, let's face it. And you could trade them and such things, or you could play mates for them, and you got to keep stuff. Yeah, they were a bit of a menace, actually, back in the day. They were quite popular for me, for my generation, I think like 96, 97, something like that. I don't want to say how long ago that was, because it's terrifying. Wink Murder. Now, I remember playing that with my brother and some of our friends, and I can't remember how it went. Was it just you had to try and guess who's murdering people when you got winked at? I can't remember. We used to also play Postman's Knock, which is not on here, but all I remember Postman's Knock being is someone knocking on a door and then snogging in a cupboard. Maybe that was just the way I played it. I don't know. You'll find out in a minute another game that I used to play wrong. Come back to beanbag toss, throwing a beanbag. Oh, thumb war. Now, thumb war was amazing. This is something we used to do. And I presume this is like an international thing, but you'd kind of grip with your fingers another person and you'd kind of like hopscotch your thumbs over each other and say, 1, 2, 3, 4, I declare thumb war. And then the idea was to pin the other person's thumb down. And then you had to say, 1, 2, 3, 4, I've won the thumb war. And if you could say all that while pinning them, you won. I used to play with my brother all the time. He used to win, he used to cheat, but it was great when I got a bit older and I actually defeated him. So, you know, victory was mine, eventually. But then he stopped playing after that, you know, as soon as I started beating him things, you know, you don't want to play. Yeah, Wink Murder. Wrestling is obviously on there. When I was a kid, infant school, so like probably about 6 or 7, actually, yeah. My friend was mad into WWF, as it was at the time, and we used to like pretend wrestlers at school and stuff, but teachers were hot on. Like, if they saw you doing any headlocks or anything like that, they were straight over to you. And I was quite a goody two-shoes at school, and he was quite naughty. I think that's why I liked him. We were kind of chalk and cheese, but we were like the bestest friends anyone could have. There's a song in there. And yeah, we used to play wrestling, and I never had Sky or anything, but he did, and he used to watch wrestling all the time, so I loved going around to his house, because we'd watch wrestling together, and he had loads of the figures and stuff, and I didn't, just because we didn't have it, and I don't think my mum wanted to promote that violence, because I get quite carried away with things, and I think she was scared that I would actually kill myself. But the last one that I'll come back to is Kiss Chase. Now, Kiss Chase, apparently, I googled this, is like tag, but instead of touching them, you kiss the person. See, the way I played Kiss Chase, I didn't chase any of the boys, because I didn't want to kiss the boys, but I always made sure that if anyone suggested Kiss Chase, I used to go around the playground and only choose girls, I'd only choose the pretty girls. And then I used to literally just chase after them all and kiss them all, basically. And I was telling this to someone at work the other day that I was quite pest when I was a kid. If I fancied someone when I was a kid, I used to try and kiss them. And I remember several times at several birthday parties kissing girls and making them cry. So, yeah, I think we're going to end it there. That was a weird episode. But what games did you play? Like, you know, what was your favourite game? I think my favourite game, apart from Kiss Chase, was probably British Bulldog, even though I was absolutely terrible at it, and Stuck in the Mud, again, even though I was absolutely terrible at it. What games did you play? Are there any games I've not mentioned? Was there a game that I've been playing incorrectly as a child? I was going to say, now, but I don't play them now, obviously. That would be strange. But yeah, thank you very much for listening. It's been a strange episode. I'm in a strange mood. I'm in a strange place in a hotel in Bedfordshire. Bedford? Is it in Bedfordshire? I would presume so. Bedford would be in Bedfordshire. Now I'm going to look stupid. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. If you want to support the show, you can subscribe and pay a small amount a month to support the show. There's no obligation to. I would prefer you just click a like button and share it with your friends. Until next week, which will be another Dex episode, another visual episode. So until then, I'll speak to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Infinite Prattle! With your host, Stephen. Follow me on social networks @InfinitePrattle. And don't forget to subscribe. Thanks very much.